Nope. Whose Gansett is this?
Mine.
Is not mine? It's not empty.
May God forgive us.
May God forgive us.
Dead air. Huh? Eh?
You should.
A lot of dead air.
You don't want headphones?
Even though Thomas is a good man, they won't let him into heaven cause his dick is too big. Even though Thomas is a good man, they won't let him into heaven cause his dick is too big. Even though Tom Tenney saves lives, they won't let him into heaven cause his dick is too wide. Even though Tom is a good man, they won't let him into heaven cause his cock is too wide. Even though,
for a second, but hey.
No, I feel like that was beautiful. That was,
well, I fucked up seriously on the guitar, but
on the rails.
As long as we went through them, I feel okay.
Guys, Sarah Steele.
Yes.
I clap for moving a drink.
Well, thank you, guys.
Well.
That's so special.
All right, everyone. Tonight's ApocalyCast is brought to you by the law offices of Rudy Giuliani, attorney at law.
Hey, well, hey. Rudy, what if I'm guilty?
Oh, what? If you're guilty, I'll tell the judge, hey, case closed. Bing, bang, bongo.
Ooh.
Bang on.
Yeah.
Thanks, Rudy. Hey, why don't you drag that on just a little bit, please?
All right. All right.
Hey, but Rudy, what if I'm double guilty?
I mean, if you're double guilty, I'd tell him twice. What do you want me to do? Stupid question.
You're going
to
charge me extra.
I mean, you know, well, for every crime, an additional rate of pay. Use a concept to understand. The more crime, the more money you pay me, and the more I tell the judge.
So, say for instance, if I commit 3 crimes and cop to them, will you declare me guilty for... say I commit 3 crimes. Can you do a deal for me? Like, you incriminate me for 2 crimes, and I get the 3rd one incriminated for free?
No, but I do a 3-day week, see? So, you know, if you commit 1 crime one day and I get you off, next day... You rob a grocery store,
and I get you off,
the third day you steal a bike, and they say, hey, 3 strikes, you know, then that's a week for me. So I give you a discount if you're a serial criminal.
Thank you, and God bless you and your mother, Rudy Giuliani.
Oh, thank you so much.
Oh.
So.
Hey, Mr. Giuliani, if you were defending me in, like, a high-profile crime, would you go on TV and, like, basically admit that I was guilty in front of the entire country?
Well, it depends on if you're guilty.
Well, let's say that I am.
Oh, I mean, you know, hey, they pay me. I gotta talk.
Huh. It feels like maybe I shouldn't hire you as a lawyer.
What are you talking about? What are you talking about? I'm a former fucking state attorney. You know, that that fucking court that says, you know, that says that your fixer, you know, kind of fucked up. Like, I used to be the boss of that place. They all love me.
Rudy Giuliani, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, I have a question.
I'll get him off your ass. Don't worry
okay.
about it.
I have a question for Mr. Giuliani. Do you have, like, a special policy on dicks, especially the pictures of them? Do you have a dick pic policy?
A dick pic policy? I mean, you know, I think the dick pic is it's one of those quality of life offenses. You know, I don't like them. We're going to send all our guys out to, you know, harass all the men on the street and, you know, make them not do it. And, if they do it, then we're going to throw them in the slammer. Three strikes.
What about the dick pic sent by your clients?
The slammer.
Three strikes, jail for life. Dick pic sent by my client. I don't know nothing about it. My client never sent a...
What if one of your clients say, had a tape?
Okay, guys. You guys are listening to the podcast.
If the client had a tape, then he definitely did it.
We're brought to you by Giuliani. They ate their airtime.
Oh, fine.
You guys are listening to the Apocalypse on Radio Free Brooklyn. My name is Pat Hilsman. I'm an investigative journalist. If you have a problem with that, ask the FSB. Okay. Oh. Okay. Ooh. Boom. KGB zero. Apocalypse. At least one. So. Before I try to understate our importance, let's remember that lots of people have a problem with the Apocalypse, even though they've never even heard of it. Think about that. Wow. Right. Holy shit. It's unbelievable. My name is Pat. I'm an investigative journalist. I'm the co-host of the Apocalypse. My co-host, Sarah Steele.
Hi. I eat brains.
No, but she's fuck a brain surgeon.
I fucked them.
She's a neuroscientist. Yes. A neuroscientist. Okay. Johnny
Hello.
B-roll.
Hello, everyone.
My other co-host.
I correct colors.
He's a color correctionist.
Yeah. If there's a color, I'll fix it for you. You know, if there's no color, get the fuck out of here.
And you'll That's make everything all swanky and cool.
Yeah, man.
All right. Our producer... Jojo Popovich.
Hi, this
Jojo
is...
Jojo Popovich.
This is Jojo Popovich. You're mispronouncing that,
oh,
sir.
Sorry. I thought it was Popovich.
What are we doing?
She's the producer.
Hello, I am the producer of the Apocalypse.
And what are you? What do you do?
What do I do?
You're a true crime expert.
I am the true crime expert.
She's... No.
What?
You're a true crime expert also.
Yes, I am
literally
the most expert
that.
Of the true crime.
The things that are the most annoying about the Apocalypse are the things that are true. So pay attention. Boom! Jeremy.
Hi.
Hey, who are you?
I'm Jeremy. I'm the bartender for the night.
What's your expertise?
My expertise? That's an excellent question. Alcohol.
Excellent.
Yes.
Boom. Moving on.
I'm Jad. If you go to the hospital, I'll play with your dick. Without you knowing.
Oh, guys, wait, hang on. It's time.
Well,
we need a proper introduction. Hang on.
Well, me?
Yeah.
Do I close this?
You're going to close it.
Yeah, I close it like that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Hang on, hand me that.
Hang on. You introduce me?
Yep. You just let's drag it on. Just cheese it up for a second.
Okay.
You're like, hey, what's up?
I'm Anna. What's up? I'm really bad at technology, which is why I just kind of offshooted that laptop.
No,
she's our special guest for the night.
Apparently, very special. You can make of that what you will.
Our very special guest.
Sometimes our guests are special.
Yeah, I'm a special one.
Sometimes our guests. Are very special.
Well, this is...
Sometimes our guests are very, very special.
Yes!
This is religious.
And sometimes... our guests are very, 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 very special.
Yes!
But tonight's guest...
How special?
Is very...
Yes!
Very!
Yes!
Very!
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 Murray!
Yes!
Very special!
Jesus!
Jesus, it's Anna! Welcome to the apocalypse, Anna!
Thank you, that is quite a welcome!
Yeah.
Oh, bloody hallelujah!
Oh, God. Jeez, that was exhausting.
That was intense. Yeah. I'm exhausted, and I wasn't even hallelujahing.
Tell us what you do besides invoke the spirit of Jesus.
Oh, well, invoking the spirit of Jesus takes a lot of time out of my day, but
it fucks all our days.
You know, besides invoking the spirit of Jesus, yeah. I'm freelancing, which means I'm basically sitting around in my underwear in my living room in a non-sexual way, and you know, writing about war and famine and the problems of the world. It's casual.
That's exactly what I'm doing, except for I managed to fit in several hours of video games every day.
Yeah, but do you wear pants?
And masturbation.
No, I don't wear pants.
Yeah. Hell yeah, you don't wear pants. No. That's what's up.
Bam. Okay. Nerds versus the Nazis.
Without pants.
No pants.
No problem.
No rules. No Nazis. No rambling. No gambling. This is the
Apocalypse.
No pants. The Apocalypse is not a fucking... It's not an aircraft carrier. Okay?
It's not a democracy either.
It's not a democracy either. It's a submarine.
It's okay? Not for people that can do pull-ups.
Yeah. It's also a bunker. The podcast. Because we're all about surviving, you know?
How did we find ourselves in this fucking... I feel like we planned it out. But we ended up in a bunker.
Under WNYC.
Jesus Christ. Under WNYC.
Under the sea.
Oh, this is getting real.
Under the WNY.
Of the sea.
Under the sea.
It's been so long I've seen the sun. We've been under WNYC for so long. Jesus. $5 a month can only last for so many months.
We're running low on spam, dude. I don't know what we're going to do.
Jesus. Yeah, fund your food, though.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Why
Jesus, guys.
Why is everyone
farting? This WNYC sure is deep.
Who would have thought WNYC had all these caves under New York City?
Yeah. And then all these creatures swam in the WNYC. that there were so many fucking sharks in the water.
There's just so many forms of filth out there to see.
Yeah.
Oh, it's just
damn it, Charlie Rose.
Yeah, it's just a whole world full of filth and sin and bile and guts and vermin.
What?
Oh, God, no.
Yeah. Hey, shut up, guys. Do you guys think there's still a world outside the WNYC?
I don't know.
Dude, I don't know. It's all gone. We only get bits and pieces on the news.
Maybe we should go check in at our bunker.
What if it's been a nuclear holocaust? Well, and it's what if the...
Are we just going
to
get into it?
What if the frogs are going to try to turn us gay?
Oh, the frogs...
Gotta risk it.
The frogs do make me horny. I got to be real.
I mean, maybe you don't even need a frog.
That one frog was pretty sexy.
Wait, what? Mm. Fucking sinner.
Anyways, we have to go complete our piece because we've been doing a lot of podcasting lately. So we've been doing a little freelancing for WNYC. And under the WNYC. And we're going to go.
WNYC creatures. Some octopus.
Oh.
Squid. Octopi.
Octopi.
Ah,
yes. The bass.
Shocktopi,
though, because they're really mutated. Jesus.
Dude, that would be such a good DJ name. That's like the DJ of the...
What are we going to survive on in this WNYC bunker?
Guys, we can't even make it to our WNYC bunker because we have to do one last interview at the InfoWars bunker.
Something about this bunker doesn't seem like it's WNYC.
This is the InfoWars bunker. We're here to
conduct an
interview.
Why?
I'm smelling a lot of InfoWars products.
Jesus Christ.
No.
Guys, we come to the wrong bunker.
Jesus, what are we going to do?
All the protein powders.
Oh, shit.
Jesus, the powders.
Oh, guys.
Oh, my God.
I mean, at least we can keep a paleo in here.
The only information, I'm trying to get on the internet, but the only information that's going to come up is just about the cucks and globalists.
And the
That's all. That's all I find here.
That's what we got to deal with.
I want to say, but do you think maybe we're in the wrong bunker?
I mean,
we are definitely in the wrong bunker.
WNYC bunker?
Oh, Jesus, guys.
Guys, there's no quinoa in here. Jesus.
Where's my kale, bro?
Oh, God.
What bunker is this?
Guys.
Dude.
This is the InfoWars bunker.
Oh.
Guys,
this bourbon is not organic.
Jesus fucking Christ.
There's just
a
whole
lot of white dudes.
I mean, there's a lot of Twinkies in here. There's a lot. I don't know if we can eat them all in our fucking lifetimes.
Oh, guys, I'm really, really worried about this. This is not going to go well.
How can we survive in this InfoWar bunker?
I just found a Make America Great Again hat.
Well,
it's made in China.
Yeah, dude.
We can't eat that.
Jesus Christ.
But you can wear it on your dick.
Is it possible that InfoWar was right all along?
There was a war on for our minds and we lost.
Jesus.
Oh my god, the globalists got all our minds.
I wish I would have joined the InfoWar when I had the chance.
Guys, since we're all like liberal elites that have been working in radio for WNYC, we've ended up in this bunker.
That's our punishment.
Let's reflect on our lives. Like, what do you regret? Can I tell you what I regret?
Jesus. Okay.
I regret not taking like more Adderall when I was young, because then like I would have just like produced like incredible analysis like right off the bat, and just like gotten money when it
but
was
it
like still
been
like
too or, focused. Or you wouldn't
would have
been creative
school, like a normal person and gotten a real degree.
If I had to pick a moment to live in forever, it would be this one. So that's good.
Guys,
you know what I mean? That's a good. Well, not like right here because you guys, Lulu's not here. But like it would be like Lulu on the Apocalypse.
Guys, are we alone in this bunker? Have you looked around?
But that being said,
I think we're alone.
We can pretend we're alone if we close our eyes.
I think that the path of the Apocalypse.
Do you want to be alone?
Everyone, look away.
Oh, Jesus Christ, guys! I've got some bad news.
Who survived this info war?
What's that, Pat? What's the bad news?
Oh God.
Tell me, male vitality.
Oh Jesus, guys!
Are there still pills that'll give me my testosterone higher and give me boners?
On a 59,000-acre military reservation...
Oh, Jesus, guys. A 59,000-acre military reservation? That sucks.
Sealed off from the outside world.
Sealed.
For 2 years, the most distinguished scientists, engineers, and technicians, British and American...
Oh, no.
Jesus.
Someone put a bunch of seals in it.
The only thing we the only way we can communicate with the outside world is through radio. But the radio... But the only shit I can hear coming through on the radio...
...the projects on which the Allies lavished their finest scientific brains and £500 million in hard cash.
God, the nuclear program was so boring. Jesus Christ. All right, come on, let's get with the bang bang.
It's Hiroshima.
Oh, the info war.
Oh, the explosion.
Do you remember when the info war started? Where were you?
A shattering overture to a new era in man's history.
Jesus, God, a new era in man's history. We're fucked.
Distance of 6 miles.
Oh.
Awe-stricken scientists watched
you
a column of smoke leap 40,000 feet into the stratosphere.
To think that the Apocalypse unleashed so much destruction on the world is pretty problematic.
But we were trying to warn them
to quick surrender.
For the future, no, we were for it. We were like, please use it on everyone.
We were just
that was our problem. Yeah,
we were just following your orders, Patrick.
I know. And I tried to give good ones, but I failed.
Remember that time that you kidnapped?
Sorry. Go, please, go. Just be aware that everything's exploding and our sonar is failing. Go.
Oh.
I don't feel like I need to go any further.
How are we
going to
reproduce without sonar?
That's all I really had to say on the matter.
Jesus Christ, guys. This is especially brutal. I didn't expect it to be this bad. Well, now that we're stuck in this InfoWars bunker...
You wanted, like, a mellow nuclear war? Just, like... chilled out.
Yeah, just like,
WNYC.
Here we are today in the bunker, and it's day 3 of the nuclear holocaust. The death toll is up to 2 billion, and it's a balmy 80 degrees outside with chances of acid rain.
Yikes.
So it's pretty nice, all things considered.
Yeah, speaking of all things considered, we are we are stuck here with
WNYC?
Under the WNYC with InfoWars products. And Anna is going to help us sort through it because we were hoping that there'd be some fucking hippie shit, some sensible shit like
yeah,
we stored on our submarine.
Pass it over to me.
So
there
we found,
are so many
just to close the plot hole
in here.
Okay, just to close the plot hole, the bunker had an exit to a submarine base. So we got on InfoWars submarine to escape instead of our WNYC.
Yeah, all of this is canon, you cuck.
Yeah, okay. Jesus fucking Christ. Okay, so what am I looking for? So
oh my god, but could you imagine the Apocalypse fan fiction people must be writing?
Yeah.
So much.
It's they're wearing clothes. You know? it's all Jed and Pat like slash fiction.
Or a hat.
Except it always ends with them looking into each other's eyes and cuddling. It's the worst kind of slash fiction.
Nothing wrong with that.
Love slash intimacy. Nothing wrong with it. Wake up, New York.
Well, now that we've set out to sea, it's time for us to check our hull.
And to check
our cargo.
I'm super hungry and I can't get a boner. What in this InfoWars bunker.
You're hungry and you can't get a boner. So we got support for the whole body.
Even my dick.
That should take care of your dick. It's the whole body. That includes your dick. So I don't know. Do you want some?
Yes. But immigrants.
Okay. Wait, do you want, you can get it. You can get Pat to put it up your butthole if you want.
I will. Please. I will do that for you, Chad, if you need me to.
Oh.
You know I would.
We also have something called DNA Force Plus. Protect your whole body from the inside out.
My DNA needs forces.
Oh, the inside out.
And from the inside out, that means we are going to have to go up there. We are going to have to go way up there.
Anna, I thought you said the inside out. Like the ow that I feel inside. Like, the inside ow.
That could be taken as penetration. That is true.
But wait, are there any ointments? Are there things?
Oh, yeah. We got a survival shield. That's like a one of those little drop things. We can just like drop it up in there.
Oh, blessed be the ointment.
blessed
be. Drops.
What we got.
What about, are there...
Hey, what we got?
Damn it, Miller.
What we got?
We got the true alpha male pack.
That reminds me so much of myself. When I hear about that,
maybe you might think that you are a false alpha male and you need the true alpha male.
My animal magnetism, because I have these animals that are magnets, and I put them in my fridge.
All right, what else we got?
Anna, continue, please.
We got secret 12 vitamin something.
Secret vitamins. We got it. What else we got?
Secret 12 vitamin B12.
Having access to it makes me feel like I'm special.
They kind of gave it away.
My dick
I like
doesn't
to play
work.
Vitamin yeah, roulette.
We got the Brain Force Plus.
Oh, the Brain Force.
Oh, finally.
That doesn't do anything for your dick,
some
though.
Brain. The Brain Force destroyed my house.
We got a mind body challenge.
I want to challenge my mind and my body.
Definitely.
I want them to fight each other to see who comes out on top.
Definitely doesn't do anything for your dick situation. We got the DNA Force Plus. I don't even want to know.
Super loop? What is that?
No,
the loop. The loop.
Oh, the super loop. You can slide into anything.
Anything you want.
Out of anything.
Use your imagination. Oh, this is good for you guys. Multi-purpose hand and oral wash.
Yeah. Always need it.
Whole wash.
Immune gargle spray.
Gargle.
Spray. I need it.
I would buy stock in that.
Do you guys realize how stupid this is? It washes your hands and your mouth. Like,
those things are dirty.
Have you ever given a dirty hand job followed by a dirty blowjob?
Yeah.
And you gotta wash both
your
hand and your mouth.
Yeah.
Who hasn't?
Finally.
That describes my entire 20s.
Hey, like, do you need like an antibacterial hand wash and something you can gargle with? We got you, fam.
Yes.
We got you.
I think my dad really needs something like that. I mean, what are we talking about?
25% off, guys.
25% off.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, guys. Hold up. We got super male vitality.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Vitality.
Oh my God.
I reminds me of myself.
I think we got a new advanced super male vitality formula uses the newest extraction technology with even more powerful concentrations of various herbs and extracts designed to be even stronger. I mean, that's nice.
Oh, God, the herbs and the extracts!
Jeez, because I got a Tinder date tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah. He's going to need some super male vitality.
Can you just read this?
That's the situation. As men age, they may often experience a slowdown in vitality energy.
Oh, bullshit.
We got there.
Bullshit.
Super male vitality is specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. And it has been used by Alex Jones.
Yeah, so you can
in order to maximize vitality while working up to 12 hours a day or more in the fight for freedom.
Drowning.
The fight for freedom really, really can make some limp dicks. Like, I know how that goes. So,
I am a white cis Christian male. I am being oppressed.
Oh my God!
He's oppressed, and he needs his dick to be vital.
Yo, Anna, it's working though, because Alex Jones is drowning in pussy.
I'm getting a message from my producer that you have to tell us about that time that you worked at that school when the gun control laws were passed and they had to make sure that everyone had a gun? You know?
I think Principal Roll has a statement on this.
Yeah, Principal Roll, hang on.
What should you be hanging?
Well, it has come to my attention that the school board has voted that our high school, you know, Sunny Valley High School, Apocalypse High School, that we now need.
Apocalypse High.
Okay, it has been communicated to me that the school board has decided that at the Apocalypse High School, that we need to install metal detectors at all of our doors to ensure that every student carries a gun. Now, this was not my decision, but since I am the principal of the school, I must stand by you and help facilitate this process. So are there any questions about how this works?
If my kid doesn't have a gun, is he going to get gay married automatically?
What? Well, I mean, you know, that's what we would usually do.
If my son is only carrying a pistol, will he be penalized for not carrying an AR-15? Will he be gay married? Will he be gay married?
Be gay married to the AR-15? Is that a new thing that we can do these days?
What? I mean,
answer the fucking question, Principal Roll.
In certain liberal circles, you know, it's okay to fuck a gun. Like I said, you know, earlier, these are not personally
how
my
are our
values.
Children fucking guns, though? I really want to know. I'm curious.
I am sexually attracted to other men.
Does that make me gay?
Does that make you gay? Yes. It does.
But what if I love America and guns?
If you love America and guns, well, you know, that makes you like...
And I have a wife and three kids.
Let me get this straight. You love a gun, you love a border... You love your wife,
There's
you love three kids.
But I really like having sex with men.
But you really like having sex with men.
What about guns?
Do you have sex with all four or five of these things?
I have sex with
Principal
one of those
Roll.
Things. And it's men.
Principal Roll. I am the president of the Senate.
Yes?
I send my children to your institution.
The president of the Senate.
Principal Roll!
You mean the vice president?
And I demand that each of my children carry a gun! What will protect them in case bears attack?
Oh, Mr. DeVos, I'm a huge fan of your work.
Principal Roll! Defend yourself!
What evidence is there of bears attacking?
Do we need evidence? Goddammit, this is America!
What evidence is there of bears attacking the school and doing exactly the things that you said would happen?
But they could.
Right. But what evidence... But when did they?
Are you, gay?
When did...
Got him. Principal Roll.
Principal Roll.
About bears talking about guns, definitely gay.
I object. My children are here to defend each other from bears.
I just did a Google and the bears are hairy gays. Principal Roll,
bears turning our children gay because they're on guns?
And then when they have the gay divorce and they break up, they marry their guns.
Principal Roll! You are out on the run! Our children must all carry guns! So that's if we are besieged.
Principal Roll, why are you carrying a gun?
We
are
can't
you
protect
gay?
Yourself!
You all have lost your minds. Every student can be turned gay by any and everything out there.
Gay frogs!
You're powerless to stop it. Powerless, I say. You have no control. Life is meaningless. Life is meaningless. And your children will become gay. All of your sons will become... All of your young boys will become girls. And they will all go to Smith College. And then they will come home and ever throw you.
Oh, God, don't throw me. Oh, no. Where will they throw me?
Through a wall, I imagine.
All of your young girls will be turned into boys.
No. Will they be handsome? Oh, this is a mixed up, messed up.
Wait, hang on.
All of your young girls will turn into boys and they'll get jobs at advertising agencies.
A member of the PTA would like to reply.
Principal Rowe. What about guns?
But what about guns? Well.
More guns.
I'll have you know.
Bigger guns. Larger guns.
No.
The opposite. Wider guns.
But Principal Rowe. What
heavier guns.
This is a school...
three guns.
This, as you know, is a school of hand-to-hand defense and philosophy.
How is my daughter supposed to feel safe at your school without a gun to defend herself against the bears and those horrible dogs that you have for students and teachers?
At the gates! Wild dogs!
Our school is a school of highfalutin philosophy. It always has been. It always will be.
But how high can your falutin go?
Principle role.
Principle role.
Well, I would say it can go very high, Mr. Jad.
You know
the
what?
Only way, the only way to solve this.
I want
to
take this up to superintendent role. I want to see the superintendent.
You know what? You know what? My falutin can go so high.
Principle role.
My falutin goes so high. The only way to solve this is with a falutin off.
I hear that the
globalists have promoted you to superintendent.
Principal role, I've heard that a Democrat has moved into the neighborhood. What do you have to say for yourself?
Jesus.
No. Does a Democrat have guns?
I would like that Democrat to come fuck my wife.
What does your wife have to say about that?
No more questions.
She loves
nothing.
It.
She's my property.
Superintendent
casual
role. Super president role.
I want the Democrat to fuck my wife because I am ineffectual, because I am a human worm, because I am just a mousy little snowflake.
Somebody's just cranky because he doesn't have his InfoWar pills.
Yeah.
Right. I also need my InfoWar pills.
Do you need your boner pills?
These two things are not connected.
Testosterone!
Do you need your boner pills to talk nice about your wife again?
Listen, those two things are not connected, okay?
Guys,
you know.
Are you sure?
What? According to...
Do we need to go into your deep personal life?
You can ask my wife about it.
Guys.
Fuck her if you like.
Transmission.
This is your morning announcement. This is Pat Fuckleberry, your announcement guy, speaking on behalf of your almighty principal role. All of the students' guns will be confiscated.
What?
No.
But how am I supposed to defend himself from the gay frogs?
And the bears. Mostly the bears and the dogs.
Wait, the
student Jeremy, walk through the metal detector. Walk through.
Oh, I'm beeping like a motherfucker.
Oh. Wait, hang on. Let's check it again. Wait, hang on. One more. I'm not sure if that one was good. Jesus, it seems like it's pretty consistent. Like, the noise is pretty consistent, so I feel like...
As soon as he's finished mixing that cocktail,
I feel like we have to probably search him for a firearm. If I had to guess, I think... Because he's holding the cocktail thing, so that metal's not cocktail-related metal. It's definitely a firearm. All right, that's good. For now, until principal rules, globalist decree that none of you little assholes can have guns is enforced, just bring your gun to class. Just give me your cocktail and just enjoy the gun in class.
No!
They're underage! They can't have guns, but they can't have alcohol until they're 21!
Student Anna!
No!
Would you please walk through the metal detector?
Beep, beep, beep!
Hang on. Once more, just to double check. Oh! Check this woman for a firearm! Woman!
Alright, honey. Alright, let's just see. What have we got here?
Daniels!
Yeah.
Well, what has she got?
What do you need to see?
See, of course she does.
Yeah. Oh, there's your gun. All right.
All right. Cool.
This is racial profiling.
No, it's good that you have a gun. We like it.
All right.
Good profiling.
In fact, you get an extra. You get an extra 60 points of extra credit.
Oh, thank you. Thanks. Anytime.
Takbir.
Takbir.
Guys, Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar. Ya Jama'a.
Okay. Student Slayman, please step up through the metal detector.
Whoa, I'm going through a punk rock emo phase. So I'll do it, begrudgingly.
Ah, yeah, but I feel like that's a gun. I feel like that's not your studs that's on your punk rock post.
No, it's the studs that are on my belt and my pockets.
Oh, and your bullet studs.
Revolver.
Whatever. Nice. A revolver, good. All right, good. You're a good boy. Go to class. Good boy.
I got an A+.
Does he get like a dog biscuit?
Miss Popovich!
Oh, my.
Step through the metal detector.
Oh, no, sir. Don't make me.
Popovich.
Step. Oh, hey. Hang on. Check. Sarah. check this woman for weapons and make sure to make her feel uncomfortable during the search.
Get in there.
Yeah. Bend down, touch your toes, cough.
Ooh. What's there?
Giggle. Command her to giggle.
Yeah, no, definitely just smack your ass and like tiki a little bit.
Very good. Student roll. Please walk. Principal roll.
No,
please walk through the metal detector.
Student roll. It's of no concern that your father is principal.
Yeah, Student roll.
Roll.
What? Roll, Junior. Detectors. Junior roll. Carl Junior.
Jelly roll, Junior.
Yes. Hello.
Walk through.
All right. Go through the metal detector. Yeah. You hear that music?
Jelly roll, dude. Where's your gun?
Where's your gun, sir?
I don't got no
There's
gun.
There's no noise.
I gotta confess. I got no gun.
You have no gun.
I only got the music.
You have no gun.
Music is a substitute for a gun.
Yeah.
But
yeah, man.
Children need
music.
How will you compensate?
Music.
I've heard that happiness is a warm gun.
Student roll! Student roll! What is this madness?
Student roll!
Oh, this is unacceptable!
In case
bears attack our school! What are you thinking?
You should be ashamed! Bears, student room!
Go fire this gun 10 times until it is hot! And then it is boiling hot! And then put it against your groin afterwards!
Actually, you really only need to do that.
Sir, headmaster, I refuse. Music will change the world.
Senator Roll, I've been told of a conspiracy theory that you were searching to round up all the guns in my school and keep my students away from fucking Jesus and protecting themselves from bears.
Don't stop the students from fucking.
Students Roll.
Yes.
You might be cool and handsome with your leather jacket.
And your sleeveless t-shirt.
But and I know your
many
games.
Studs. All the studs.
You're just like your father. Now pick up this gun and go shoot one of your students. One of your classmates.
If I pick up this gun, sir, the only thing I can shoot is your stupid ugly head.
I've heard a conspiracy theory that your father's going to round up all the guns in the fucking school. Do you have any idea how badly those bears are going to fucking torture us once we're defenseless? Oh, fuck me, man! Where did you let a bear attack us, student room?
In the house where I was raised, we answer to a higher power. We fear a higher power than the bears.
Student,
we will not be fooled.
If any of you becomes intimate with student role, you fail.
No sex for you until college!
Headmaster, love will find a way.
Don't quote shit that I'm not sure what it is. How dare you? You shall be cast out, and your meddling father shall be defeated. Principal Roll?
Yes, you address me.
I am the headmaster. I have more power than you. I cast out your child into the wild.
Look, I got a fucking question. And you
can
stake out your fucking position right now.
Yeah, what?
Are you with the cops, the thin blue line, or are you with wild dogs?
I represent the men and women of the Apocalypse, sir.
I represent wild dogs. Done.
Oh.
Moving on.
No. If they're three-legged dogs, it's not enough. Like, here's what I want to know. Why don't these wild dogs just obey commands? And then there will be no issue.
Guys, you know, I've heard rumors that bears have gotten pretty angry with us. You know? That, like, they're not happy with the way that we've been treating the environment. Or, like, that they're not happy with the way that, like, we've just treated each other, even. You know?
But now they made a pistol.
Finish it, then. Just finish your stupid bit. Just say what... Okay, public service announcement.
Who knows what these wild dogs want and where they came from? I just think, look, it's going to be between us and the wild dogs and cops. And you have to choose a side.
And who knows who's going to come out on top. Could be wild dogs. Could be the cops.
Cool.
Could be something we don't even know.
That's true.
I mean, where do you stand? Are you for cops or are you against wild dogs?
Yo, I'm just with myself, bitch.
That's solid.
I agree with that.
Guys, yeah, man.
You know, I've heard that...
Yeah, you're not a wild dog. You can't use that term.
Guys, she used it.
I've heard that bears are pretty angry with us.
She doesn't have a penis.
Not that you know of.
Oh, bears. Bears from our corner of the inhabited world. Full of fucking bears. Thank you for joining me in battle. Finally, the globalists have disarmed Apocalypse High School through their proxy, Johnny B-Roll, and we bears shall reclaim our rightful territory. And when we reclaim it, we shall impregnate every boy and girl at that high school with the half-man, half-bear seed. Oh, Scotland and bears shall be fucking avenged.
Man, how did these bears make it into the school in the first place? They have such tiny
security. They pretended to be bagpipe players.
It definitely had nothing to do with me, Jad.
The bears had a brilliant idea of bringing guns with them. So no questions
were asked. It is time for us bears to have vengeance because the school is undefended from guns.
No, guys, there's a school resource officer, okay? We're safe.
But the whole time...
The bears send their representative to negotiate with Principal Roll.
The problem is you armed the teacher.
Stop
too.
Talking. Principal Roll! I represent the bears! What say you? Surrender or die! Surrender or be eaten and shat out in the woods, Principal Wood!
Well, you, my bear friend, are mistaken, for although I am a coward, for although I was against the proliferation of guns, it seems that I was outnumbered, and my more intelligent students all brought their firearms to school, so now you have to deal with their might and their wrath!
Principal Roll, as the representative of the bears, I have a question for you. Do you have any guns? Are your students armed?
Yes. No. Oh, yes, sir, my students are armed.
After your decree, they are not.
What dialect of bear is that? It, like, kind of jumps all over the place.
It's a New Jersey bear.
It's the normal dialect of bear. Fuck you.
Don't you know a bear is a Scottish?
It's standard bear.
We're really mad and really Scottish.
So.
Oh, well, xenophobic.
Oh, my bear friends, although you love to blow and bluster, you will be no match for us.
Look at me, for, the bear killed.
You think,
how dare you say that?
You think I'm just some unpopular principal?
I've painted me fucking fur blue. You think I'm not going to kill some fucking high schoolers and their fucking guards?
Look at me, bear asshole.
Just to prove a point about fucking gun control? We've come this far. Why would we stop now?
Well. I guess only one thing is going to settle this intractable debate, and that's a fight
to the Yosemite National Park.
There's only one thing that's going to solve this thing, and it's going to be a fight to the death. That's right, I said that, bears, a fight to the death.
Otherwise, the bears are
going
to fuck
our lives. When we arrive at the high school, we will fuck the wives of all the administrators. And they will be cucked by bears.
Half cuck babies.
They will have little cockleted half bear children throughout the land that is controlled by humans.
And we don't need your fancy guns, you cuck man.
Like, instead of werewolves, it'll be like bear wolves.
800 pounds of dick.
What?
Cubs. Oh, I'm being told to say something stupid from headquarters, but I'm not going to repeat it. Oh, well, it's time to... Listen, student Flamin, would you like to be eaten by bears?
Yes, please.
Okay, cool, it's time to release some bears. Bring the food squad. No, not even, you don't even get to be on it.
You know what's a nice thing to say to a lady if you're a bear?
Where's the bear?
Eaten by bears.
What is it?
Oh,
what is it?
They're eating my dick first.
What is it,
bear? I mean, if they're eating your dick, what are we going to do with the dick?
I hear you the bear first. Lads, let's hear that bear cry.
This mic smells like bad breath.
Is the bear cry just the sound of bagpipes?
No, the bear cry's not working, lads. Come on, let's go.
Yeah, I think this is going to be a pretty easy gunfight, guys.
They don't have thumbs.
Yeah, I mean, they don't have thumbs. All of our three-year-olds are smarter than them.
Lads, let's hear that pill squeak. Let's hear that bear howl. All right, lads. Let's bring up that mighty squeal again. It is the bear call.
It's because we don't carry guns.
Bears fucked my dad.
Bears,
lads.
We're kind of gay.
No, why? Why did you have to fuck my dad?
Because he's sexy.
Lads, your blood curdling bear cries inspire me. Now it's time to go assault the gates of the fucking high school and murder all the students inside it.
Why would I worry about me coming?
Yes. Oh, let's hear those bear sounds. Oh, I love the sound of my fellow bears. Let's get those bagpipes going, lads. It's time to kill some fucking humans.
All right, students. All right, students of Apocalypse High.
I don't think they have any guns. I think that principal rule. His ideas prevailed. His globalist ideas to prevent everyone from having guns prevailed.
All right, students. Students of Apocalypse High. I have a strong message for you, which is that...
Oh, no, lads! They still have their guns!
Oh, yes.
Oh, no! We've been curtailed!
The guns were confiscated, but always will be returned! Now we must face the enemy, these fucking wild bears!
No!
Every...
Bears will prevail!
I'm calling upon the five-year...
All other species will bow down before our enormous paws!
I am calling on all 10-year-olds in general. 10-year-olds want to shoot a bear the most. Oh my god, you are the ones who have to save us! Man the battlements! Jump on top of the playground with your fucking guns! You get to shoot something, you fucking stupid kids! Come on! You gotta fucking save us, you fucking idiots! You fucking rich kids! You got everything handed to you! You even got a gun handed to you! Now just like fucking shoot the gun! I fucking hate all of you! I fucking hate all your parents! I hate the PTA! I hate all of you! Just shoot the fucking bears!
Stacey, you got this. Yeah, no, just like we did on the range. Okay, I got you.
Oh, we were so foolish to think that the globalists would defeat the American spirit, and that we bears would be able to take over from the humans. Oh, the error of our ways. Now only do I know if all of my life has been completely in vain. Neither bears nor Scotland shall be free. Wow, Jesus, that really was.
Praise Jesus.
God, you know, the history of bears and like gun control really is pretty brutal.
Dude, read a fucking book.
Yeah, New York. America. Educate yourself, please.
Japan.
Educate yourself. What is this? Communist fucking Russia?
Stay woke, New York.
And motherfuck the Rat King.
God damn.
That's a deep cut.
Oh, man.
You guys are listening to the Apocalypse Cast. I don't know about you, but I feel pretty good.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Dude, I saw Infinity War the other day.
No! Shut up!
No!
Dude,
no,
it was...
No, 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 no,
Guys, no, it was so good.
A gag order.
Shut your podcast.
Dude, at the end of the movie.
Shut your podcast.
No, shut up. It ended in Sharia.
Kills Dumbledore. Snape kills Dumbledore.
Oh, that's right. Johnny Bureau, remember that time you went to North Korea and they told you about when you interviewed all those little Boy Scouts?
Yeah, man. I mean, people ask me about that all the time.
And they're like, you can play with their dicks if you want to.
Yeah, I mean, like the North Koreans were like, "You, dude, you got free reign on these like little boys."
All dick playing is specifically for medical personnel.
I don't think that's called playing, guys.
I'm a father to a child.
That's how you attract top talent,
gentlemen. So Johnny B-roll. Hey, American. I'm just a nice North Korean Boy Scout. Come interview me, North America.
Dude, the only way I'm coming next to you, little boy.
Remember when I was telling you this? Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Shut up.
All right, little boy. I'll come next. I'll come like play with you, but I'm gonna punch you. You said this. You did this.
Oh, death to America. I don't like you, American journalist. Fuck you,
dude. That's
fuck
when I. Country. That's when I turned like around and life. I punched the little boy.
Yeah. Me, and all my North Korean friends all wear the same red scarf, and we're all Boy Scouts, and we say fuck you. We say fuck your country, Johnny B-roll. What are you gonna do about it? What are you gonna do about it, punk? Huh? Fuck America. What are you gonna do about it? Red scarf. Kim Jong Un. Fuck you.
And
fuck
that's...
America. Fuck your country, Johnny B-roll. What are you gonna do about it?
And that's when I. And that's when I. And that's when I punched that little kid like that.
Ow! Fuck! Ow!
Yeah.
Why did you do? Ow! Ow!
Yeah. That's what I fucking do to little Korean kids who.
Why are you so hard, Johnny B-roll?
Ow! I'm just a boy.
Oh, that's disturbing.
Oh my God.
Johnny B-roll.
Let me tell you something about the United States of America. We are a strong white nation, okay? You don't fuck with the United States.
Oh God, now I'll think twice before fucking with the behemoth that is Western civilization.
Oh, yeah, then,
oh no, man.
Oh my God, yeah.
It's a very large bohemian. Oh, it's an enormous hippie.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, no.
That you just got your first fucking taste of bohemia right there.
And then Kim, the craziest part about that whole scene, after he punched a bunch of North Korean kids and just left them quivering on the ground in pain.
And fucking
they were alive, all of them, to his credit. All right, you didn't kill or anybody or give them brain damage. But is that Kim Jong-un walked up to you and he was like, high five, my brother. And
yeah, dude.
You guys were like, you know, up top. And he was like, fuck yeah, turn up this communist music. Everybody dance.
Dude, America and North Korea are basically about the same shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, we got along so well. Yeah. We just like, we ate like pigs. We had like all these like hookers and everything. Yeah. And you know, and like Kim Jong-un was like, I'm a huge Eric Clapton fan. And I was like, oh no.
I love Clapton.
And I was like, oh no way, I fucking love Eric Clapton.
Holy shit, I do too.
Oh my God.
We have so much in common.
Friends for life. Man. Dude, I mean, do you like me?
Yes, I do. Truly, I mean, no. We can have peace that way. Who am I?
What?
I don't think we've established who I am in this conversation yet.
You're Kim Jong-un.
Oh, yeah! I'm so happy, you guys. Thank you so much.
No, but Kim Jong-un, I mean, like, do you like me?
I do.
You want to fuck
I
him?
Do. Yes,
yeah,
I
but
do.
No, man.
I do like you, and I do want to fuck you, Johnny B-roll.
Oh, thank you so much. Oh, my God.
Johnny, well, that sleeveless t-shirt turns me on so much.
It's like... Yeah, dude, it's like I have that effect on people.
It's the t-shirt that has the effect on people.
Yeah, it's the t-shirt.
It's me in the t-shirt specifically.
Can one can't exist without the other.
Yeah. That's what I mean.
It's a full package.
Beard. I'm just. I am rock hard right now.
Dude, I tend to have that effect on people.
It's true. Johnny B. Roll does make people rock hard.
Yeah. It's pretty good. It's a good deal.
So, let's have a debate. Right? Yep, questions for our guest.
Oh god, that means me, doesn't it?
It does. Okay.
Time to sound intelligent.
Oh! Can somebody start? Popovich. It has to be a question that's stupid and rhetorical. Okay, Jeremy, you can start.
That's stupid and rhetorical.
Yeah, that's perfect for you. Go.
Anna, what made brain hurt?
What made brain hurt?
Yeah, good.
Oh, so many things in this world.
Oh, much brain hurt.
Oh, much brain hurt. It's just, it's shit's real.
Anna, why Trump make orange so much?
You know, I think this is a great question that, like, as Americans, we are all asking ourselves right now, and I don't think any of us have really come to a conclusion. Maybe some kind of
standing. Wait, you're American?
You're racist.
There is racism.
My Russian is really bad, so I understand like every third word, which makes it even funnier.
It's not that bad. It's better than my Russian.
It was mostly my grandmother cursing under her breath when we were playing cards. But still.
I can relate to that, but in Arabic, so yeah. Like 10 yeah, times like, scarier.
Wait, so are you saying that this song's just about bridge?
No, it has nothing to do with bridge. It's just...
Guys, if anyone has any new business that they need to attend to, we have only 2 minutes left.
Two minutes?
Yeah. We can go into overtime. I don't mind.
What do we need to attend to?
Everything. We have only 2 minutes to live.
Okay, I have some declarations.
Okay, oh please, Johnny B-Roll.
Yeah, okay, so...
Declare some things.
Yeah, okay, so a few new things. We are going to introduce a few new emoji, okay? So the new emoji, one, there's going to be like a salute emoji. Uh-huh. Something I think is needed. Okay, are we going to open that for debate?
I have a counter declaration.
What is that?
Every daughter Wait. JBR has will be gay.
Right, that. But this is a discussion about emoji.
Yeah,
so do you have anything to offer about
Hang on,
a salute emoji?
What about a gay emoji?
Yeah. What about a gay emoji?
Yeah.
Anna, you're rhetorical.
So
okay,
gay emojis.
Right. But we're talking about a salute emoji. Does anyone object to a salute?
What about like a gay salute where you like salute each other and then you go bone?
Okay. All right. So all right. So okay.
Scarf.
All right. So addendum.
Forever emoji.
An addendum. An addendum to the declaration is an emoji and then like a gay hookup salute emoji. Okay, everyone good?
Everyone's all right, good.
Sweet.
Or anyone hook up or like maybe I'm gonna go like hook up with a hippopotamus.
Okay,
like,
so
he salutes me, I salute him. We go do it.
Yeah, great. Okay, so then so now
bestiality.
Declaration number two. You know those parking lights that are like circular, the front of your car. But some people replace them with all, like, red LEDs, and it looks like, you know, like a bunch of, like, red eyes staring at you from their car. Okay, anyone who does that will be compelled to swallow...
What kind of hellfire
have you been to? Dude, I've been to hell and back, and that's why I've got declarations, okay? I'm the goddamn Pope. Okay, so anyone who does the red parking light thing will be compelled to swallow a marble in public, okay? Cool? Okay, great.
Everyone agreed. Okay, awesome. Wow, really cool. Awesome. Yeah. We're done.